The latest crazy is the governor of a state who says he wants his state legislature to make it illegal for you to question whether or not an election is valid or legitimate and whether or not the votes were counted right and all the procedures were followed. He wants to make that a misdemeanor crime for which you can be sent if you are a candidate for public office or an elected official already. He wants to be able to send you to jail for just one day short of a year, 364 days, as a gross misdemeanor. And I thought, I've asked Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, ran for president for about 10 nanoseconds and then dropped out smartly before he cost the taxpayers even more money. But he's the guy who's pushing this idea, and Jay generally won't talk to me. He hasn't done an interview ever with me, and in some ways I wear that as a badge of honor. He's afraid of the questions we would ask. So I'm going to put the question instead to Washington State Senator and Republican leader John Braun. Senator, good to have you back, and Happy New Year.
Well, Lars, thanks for having me on. Happy New Year.
Where do these crazy ideas... I mean, Jay Inslee is a graduate of a law school. He's a lawyer. He knows better than this, doesn't he, or shouldn't he?
I think he absolutely knows better than this. This is simply political grandstanding. He's trying to make political points because he knows he's losing on the issues the people of the state of Washington really care about. You know, public safety, affordability, trust in your government. He's losing those issues, so he's trying to distract us with things that are plainly unconstitutional.
Well, and I'm not even sure how, I mean, as a reporter, before I started doing the opinion side of the media business, I was a reporter. I covered lots and lots of court trials. How in the world can you imagine the circus it would be if an elected official or a candidate was actually accused of lying? As Jay Inslee says, it should not be legal for elected officials to willfully lie about election results. And unfortunately, they're doing that. I think he's aiming most of this at Donald Trump and those of us who are behind Donald Trump by saying it's the big lie that the November 3rd election was a flawed election, which I believe it was. But even to suggest that you could put somebody on trial and that the state would go in and prove, because it's the state's burden, to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person lied about it and knew they were lying when they said it. I can't even imagine how you go about doing that.
Yeah, like I said, this is grandstanding. You know, who decides who's lying? Now, don't get me wrong. We shouldn't lie. We should tell the truth. The public believe, you know, deserves that, and we've lost, frankly, a lot of trust in government at all levels. So we should all do our best to tell the truth. But the reality is, sometimes we have disagreements, and instead of calling the disagreement a lie, we should do the people's business and work out our differences and do the best. But to do this is just. It'd just be a disaster. And here's the other thing. Is this, you know, sadly, this has actually been tried in our state before. I don't know if you've seen, but back in, I think it's 1999, they passed a law that made it illegal to lie in campaigns. And guess what? The state Supreme Court threw it out. I mean, this is our left-leaning state Supreme Court said, no, it turns out the First Amendment matters. So it's hard to believe this is anything other than political grandstanding.
Well, in theory, I agree with you that we shouldn't lie. Unfortunately, most of what Jay Inslee seems to be referring to is opinion, which I've told my audience, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I think opinion is the most protected speech in America, more so than commercial speech or journalistic speech or any, the speech of somebody giving an opinion. So if I say, I think Joe Biden is wrecking America's economy, I'm sure I could find a liberal. I mean, there's lots of them who'd say, you're lying. He's not wrecking the economy. It's all going swimmingly. Well, but we're talking about opinion there, not statements of fact. But you know, this is what he's proposed. And I guess I just wonder why does he have nothing else to do with his time? He solved all the other problems of his state to the point where he can simply propose this kind of crazy stuff.
No, it's just that when in a press, Governor Inslee reverts to politics, and instead of dealing with the big challenges we have in the state of Washington, you know, our huge growth in crime, public safety is a big issue, affordability, whether you know buying food or gas or housing right now is pricing people out in the state of Washington. The trust in Governor Inslee's administration and government at all levels is at an all time low. He should be working on those things that the average person in the state of Washington cares about. Instead, he's off trying to distract people. Look at this silver thing, shiny thing, because I don't want to do my job.
Well, and in fact, one of the things I'd like to ask you, are you confident that the election procedures of your state are being followed? And if so, where do you find that confidence? Because when I've watched what's happened all over the rest of America as they've experimented with vote by mail, and it was kind of ham-handed and last minute and all that, but we realize how many opportunities there are to cheat. Are you confident in one of the states in which vote by mail has been around the longest, Washington State and Oregon have had it the longest, that there isn't cheating going on that we just don't see because of the very nature of how you vote?
I am confident. Now, I'm not saying these are human systems.
See, I'm not
perfect, but yeah, but I've spent a lot of time. You know, I'd encourage you to go spend time in the auditor's office. I represent four different counties. I've spent time with auditors in my district looking at their process. And if you really watch how they go through the process, I challenge you. I mean, again, I people are inventive. Is there a way to game it? Perhaps there is, but I was very impressed when I sit down with them and see how the process works, what they do to ensure. And I can't speak for other states around the country. I'm not from there, but in Washington State, I believe it was well done, and that it deserves our respect. Now, that is not to say it's not perfect, and we should vigilantly go after anything we find that does look like fraud. We shouldn't let it stand. There's no way it should stand, but I don't think that, you know, there's no question in my mind that the elections in the state of Washington were done properly in 2020.
Senator, I hope you'll take this in the spirit in which it's offered. I think you're looking in the wrong place. I really do. Because an awful lot of the cheating, Georgia right now is sending out subpoenas about ballot harvesting. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay, when you go to the auditor's office and they say, look, all the numbers added up right. We had this many ballots. We counted them. It came out this way. How would you detect ballot harvesting or influencing of voters outside of the auditor's office?
You're talking about, I submit, you're talking about two different things. Now, so again, maybe I should have been clear with my answer. Do I think that the elections in 2020 were done in accordance with Washington state law? Yes, I do. Do I think that the Washington state law is the best suited for conducting elections? No, I don't. I think the harvesting point is well taken. I think that we leave room open for that, and we shouldn't. I think that there are some other challenges that we should close down. They are legal. I mean, that is the law. So you got to win to change the law. You got to win elections and change it. But I don't think it's perfect. I think it's in accordance with the law, and I think the law could be improved upon.